everyone. Bonjour tout le monde. And welcome to another episode of DocSport. My name is Amber Peterson and welcome to a Monday. And this Monday, we're going to be talking all about what you're reading on the web. So I've been reading Medium posts, and I've been writing Medium posts for some time. If you forget to check, you can Google HuffyPie and Medium, and you will find that I write quite a number of articles, or I have written quite a number of articles. I haven't written anything recently, and I've been thinking about an article I'd be writing. So that is on my mind. But then today I'm going to be talking about something that we all like to have more of. If you're a designer, you're in a space, you're in that space where you've checked on your PC for, let's say, Microsoft default fonts. You've checked your specific application that you're designing in. You've checked Illustrator. You've checked Inkspace. Whichever one you're using, whichever you're going with, whether open source or proprietary software, if you're going by OpenShot or Adobe Premiere, wherever you're finding yourself within this bracket, I would say you're probably interested in what I'm going to share today, because we're getting into a space or in a universe or time where people have there is a lot of clutter on the internet. I mean, there is a lot of things going on in the internet, and when you're presenting your content, you'd want to have someone read it and understand and not have to squint or try hard to perceive what you are trying to present in the form of text. So in order to have that clean feel or understanding effect on your website, then you should look no further than Google Font. So I'm not doing any adverts for Google Font today, but I'm trying to let you know that there are some fonts that you should use, or you could use, to improve the legibility of your web content. So we're talking about, what are you reading on the web, whether you're reading from Medium or your own blog post. Today I'm going to highlight about 7 fonts that you should definitely be using if you haven't considered using or including in your build. If you're working with WordPress or you're working with some other blog engine, you should probably have it configured in there so that your web content, or the blog that you're writing, appears where how it should, and clean and fresh. So I'm going to be highlighting number one on that list is going to be Rallyway. Rallyway is possible to be found on Google Fonts and or elsewhere. Now, I'm not really particular about looking all over the internet for Rallyway, but I know for sure that if you go to Google Fonts, you'll find Rallyway. And Rallyway is quite neat. It's got various variations, from thin to thick to black, medium, bold, however you want to use it. And mostly when you see thick fonts, the indications that they fit very well for headings. If you see very slender fonts, they're more suitable for where you want to do something that is more like picking or introducing hard copy publication style of typography into the web, where it's going to be more stylish, more opinionated than just conveying information, or being functional. So when you use thin fonts, you should bear in mind that not all readers or visitors to your website are going to be able to read that legible thin font. But the good news is that Rallyway has got variations that you can use. You can use the thick ones, the medium ones, whichever and however you want to use them to make your web content appear the way they should. And the second on the list, I'm talking about 7 that I can pick off the top of my head and just tell you. So I'm going to share Libra Baskerville, which is cool. I think it's is that cool alternative to Times New Roman or New Times Roman, however it actually is. But what it is about the Libraville or Libra Baskerville is that, also you can find it on Google Fonts, is that it is got variations, and it's got has it got five variations. If it hasn't, the main essence for Libraville is that it's got that traditional slab font feel that you get from reading a newspaper or a legal document or some sort of formal document. It's got some formal touch to it. It also can pass for a blog or a news website with that kind of feel that you're going for, if you want it to be traditional and as well very legible. So you can go with Libra Baskerville. And the third one I'm going to talk about, Poppins. Poppins is a sans sort of font, and it hasn't got slabs. Is it? You're right, that's the third one. It hasn't got slabs. It's very clean, it's very neat, and if you should include it, it's very quite legible to have on your website. I haven't got so much to say to it, but to say that it's suitable for applications, I mean mobile apps, I mean it's suitable for general web content, for blogs, if you want it to be plain, very minimalistic, you don't want so many things happening at the same time. You want the reader to follow the structures, see what word is what, and without ambiguities, without any confusion, without style, just being functional. That's what Poppins get you. So you should definitely look no further. If this is the feel you're going for, go to Google Fonts, just look for Poppins. And the next I'm going to talk about is Abril Fat Face, and it looks like a curse word if you call this fonts anywhere. Abril Fat Face. Well, Abril Fat Face is perfect. It's very perfect for bold statements, like bold headings on fashionable web pages. It's good for blogs as well, but I doubt if it's going to be legible or it's going to be appropriate for certain use case. But definitely if you want a fashion blog or a fashion e-commerce website, you want to introduce a certain font that speaks to what effect you want to include in your website, then go for Abril Fat Face. And I like saying it because it seems like a curse word, but it's not, and it's just a font. What else do I have to talk about? What are the fonts to complete this list? I have three more to go, and I'm going to go with Kumba Sans. And I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's Kumba Sans, and it's quite like Poppins, but then it is much cleaner, gives you the Google font sort of effect. It's not Roboto. I'm going to talk about Roboto quite soon. It comes with all Android devices, and it comes on everything that's got to do with Google. But Kumba Sans, or Kumbi Sans, I don't know how you pronounce it, but then it is clean. It gives you a very clean effect and functional effect. It's sort of like you stepped into 2023 if you use Kumba Sans on your web page. And don't take my word for it, just log on to Google's page, Google font, and you find it in there. Now I'm left with two more to go. Oh, is it? Yeah, two more to go. I'm going to say that is Open Sans. We're going to start with number six. That's Open Sans. And Open Sans, very much like Poppins and Kumbi Sans, Kumba or Kumbi Sans, all have that effect of freshness, but just that Open Sans is more like vanilla, gives you that vanilla freshness when you, as opposed to using Poppins, or as I get into it very soon, something else. But Open Sans is vanilla sort of cleanness. And the next time I'm going to get to, or the last time I'm going to talk about, is Montserrat. So Montserrat is very peculiar for one thing. It does everything. You can use it in your application. If you're building an app, you want to use a fashionable, a very cool app, font that, just like Open Sans, but just that when you use Montserrat, it has a fashionable effect to it. If you're building a web app or a mobile app that has got to do with selling clothes, or if something fashionable, selling watches, selling wristwatches, selling jewelry, then you probably need Montserrat. And it does so marvelously great as well on blogs. So if you're thinking about all these ideas and you're thinking about a great font to include all the time and not worry, you can do a combination, because they're good, but then they're good together. Like the strength of combining Montserrat with, say, like Open Sans is like, I haven't got a word for it. So I let it all to you. Go out there onto google.com or Google Fonts. You Google Fonts and Google Fonts in Google Fonts. I don't know what I'm talking about in this sense. But then go to Google Fonts and then look for these fonts, the 7 awesome fonts that I've highlighted here in this podcast, and enjoy using them. I'll be back with a new list and probably awesome design ideas, or like what I'm looking at, like seeing the web through my eyes, kind of. So I'm gonna say bye bye for now, and God bless you for listening. Stay in tune. If you wish for any content or any ideas that you wish to have me do, you wish to pay or donate or give off tip of something, you want to send an email and I will read what you send through the email. There are those things that I can do probably, and you never know that I can do to help you. If you're designing something on a project that you think I can be of help, then you can send an email and I will look through and I will get back to you, and I will definitely give you a response. If the feedback takes longer than a day, then probably I haven't sent it yet. And I definitely see it if I should go through my email after wherever I am at. I will go through and I will respond probably before the end of the week. All right. So thank you very much. Stay blessed. And catch you in the next one. It's been another episode of Talksport. My name has been Humphrey. And bye-bye for now.